Our morning conversation focuses on another fall festival of sorts coming up in Southern Illinois this weekend. It's the Riverside Blues Festival 2012, and it's in Murfreesboro. The coordinator and chair of the planning committee, Will Stevens, is in studio this morning. Will, thanks for coming in.
Jennifer, thanks for giving me an opportunity to be here. I listen to Morning Edition nearly every morning that I wake up and on my way to work, and it's just really a privilege to be here this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. We like to hear when people are members of the WSIU family, so to speak. The Blues Festival that's coming up this weekend, people may not be familiar with it, but this isn't a first-time thing.
It's not. It started in 1991, and then around 2006, well, I guess just to say that the people that were coordinating it sort of lost their energy for it. And, of course, in 2008, with the economy being what it was, a lot of these things went to the wayside, not just this festival, but many others throughout Southern Illinois. And myself and the Southern Illinois Blues Society with the Murfreesboro Chamber of Commerce decided that this year would be a good year to resurrect it. And I think we've got a good lineup, and I think the weather's looking very good, and I'm proud to say that hopefully we're going to contribute a little bit of something to the Southern Illinois economy by bringing it back.
Sure, and if you like the weather today, you'll like it on Saturday. It looks to be about the same, maybe a little less windy. The event is Saturday. It's at Riverside Park there at the Bandshell in Murfreesboro. Gates will open at 11:30. The concerts start at noon and run well into the evening. I wonder why blues? If there's a specific genre of music, why blues?
Well, for me personally, I grew up with my father playing classic rock records, and then when Stevie Ray Vaughan came on the scene, he really brought a whole new audience to blues, and I was along with that audience, and I sort of just never quit digging. I've had a blues radio show on another station in Southern Illinois for 11 years, and with that, I've formed a relationship with a lot of the Southern Illinois artists, and so it just became sort of a love. And when you love something, you really want to help it, and you want to foster it, and you want to keep it going. And, you know, a lot of people hear blues every day, and I don't know that they even really know what they're hearing. Anybody that's ever listened to Led Zeppelin, they were heavily blues influenced. The Rolling Stones took their name from a Muddy Waters song. So it's infused into our culture, and it's alive and well in Southern Illinois. There's a lot of artists that take the stage every weekend, and I think this lineup is a good reflection of those.
The lineup includes some familiar names. People will know the Ivis John Band. They know Lou Jeton and 61 South. They know Tall Paul and Slappin' Henry Blue. These are names that we hear all the time. How important is it, do you think, that you've got that local flavor to such an iconic genre of music?
Well, I think anytime you put names on a lineup that people are already familiar with, it really helps people get comfortable with the festival up front. But you also want to have somebody who's a headliner that provides some curiosity that maybe people haven't seen. Our headliner this year is Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. They're based out of Chicago. They're an Alligator Records recording artist. He was voted this year by Living Blues Magazine to be the best live performer in the country, and I don't think that is undeserved. He has a very lively personality on stage, very colorful outfits that he wears, and that's not to take away from his musicianship. He is very, very, very good.
A lot of people think of styles of music that come from different parts of the world. Is the blues really an American flavor? Is it something that you won't find anywhere else?
It is. I mean, the genesis of blues is definitely an American thing, and it really sprung out of gospel, and a lot of the sounds that you hear in blues music come from natural sounds in the environment that you would have heard in the 1800s, whether it be a train going down a track or a horse's feet on a brick road. You know, those things make up a lot of the core beats that you'll hear in blues music, are the hand clap and the call and response from the cotton fields. And so it is something that is uniquely American that's been exported all over the world.
You talk to people who are involved in a music community, whatever type of music it might be, and they talk about how it tells the story of a specific group of people. And you mentioned that a little bit just a few minutes ago, but do you really think that this kind of encapsulates a specific group of people in the United States?
Well, I think blues music really reaches just about everyone. I really do. And although it's not something that you hear in top 40 radio today. It is something that's sort of ubiquitous throughout the culture. And so I think that if somebody has never heard blues music or don't think that they've ever heard blues music, if they come out to the festival, I think they'll automatically find a thread that's common in their musical mind and something they can appreciate.
And again, the festival is coming up. It's this Saturday at the Murfreesboro Riverside Park in the Bandshell there. You can get more information by going to siblues.com. That's SIBLUES.com. The gates open at 11:30 Saturday morning. Concerts start at noon and run, again, into the evening hours. For people who want to get more involved or to learn more about this, what do you suggest to those folks?
Well, they can visit the website if they want to get a feel for, you know, what it is. And then after that, if they're interested, they can call me. My number is 534, of course, area code 618-534-1308, 534-1308, if they'd like to get more involved. I'd be happy to talk to them, because I know there's a lot of people who love the blues in Southern Illinois who may not know about my organization yet, and I'd be happy to sit down and talk to them anytime.
Do you find differences, little nuances that are different between blues bands that you may find here in Southern Illinois versus Chicago or maybe in the Deep South?
There certainly is a difference between the blues that come out of different areas. North Mississippi is known for a very torn-down, loud, electric sound, usually three-piece bands. People like R.L. Burnside and T. Model Ford exemplified that. Chicago is really the blues hub of the world. There's more operating blues clubs in that city than there is any other city in the world today. And Chicago is also a very amplified blues sound. Memphis is more of a soul and R&B sound. They have a lot more emphasis on the singer, sort of a Marvin Gaye, Al Green type style. There's also, you know, what they call pre-war blues, which is the acoustic sound that originated out of Piedmont and in the Southeast. So there are definitely different styles of blues, and we really have those reflected. Alex Kurt and the Mudsills have a North Mississippi sound there on the bill. Ivis John is a very clean Memphis sound. Tall Paul is Tall Paul. You know, you can't even really put him in a category.
It's certainly one, maybe that'll be the category in just a few
years.
Yes,
yeah, sure. In a few years you'll talk about the Tall Paul style of blues.
Sure, sure. We want to let people know that this again is going on this weekend. It's September 22nd in Murfreesboro at the Riverside Park Bandshell. This is one of those things that even before you're finished with this event, you're already looking ahead to the next one and thinking about ways that you can bring this kind of energy back. What types of things are you looking for in terms of planning for the future?
Well, of course, you always want to be able to bring in bigger names and bigger acts and people that have a higher and higher profile, and that's all just dependent on how successful we are this year. And also, you kind of have to crawl before you walk and walk before you run. And so we don't have a large number of art and craft vendors and things. We really wanted to focus strictly on the music, but that may be something we expand in the years going forward. I wanted to mention, if I could, the Bandshell itself was recently placed on the National Register of Historic Places. And if you've never seen the Riverside Park Bandshell, it is an exceptionally unique venue. It was built during the WPA years and all poured concrete, and you can stand in it and snap your fingers and I think the echo reaches Mount Vernon. It is really a neat place to see a show, and so I wanted to mention that as well.
Sure, and you can come on out and see any number of shows during the Southern Illinois Blues Society's 2012 Riverside Blues Festival. It's in Murfreesboro at the Bandshell, as Will just mentioned, this Saturday. And for more information, you can go to siblues.com or you can give Will a call, 618-534-1308. Will, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Jennifer, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.